How farms cause freezes in Florida. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In Florida, a bout of frigid weather can cost orange growers their entire crop. That's why over the last century, farmers spread farther south in hopes of escaping these damaging freezes. But a study in the journal Nature shows that turning wetlands into cropland has contributed to the very problem it was trying to avoid. Curtis Marshall, a PhD candidate in atmospheric science at Colorado State University, modeled a freeze event on a computer, comparing Florida as it was a century ago to the present day.
The difference that you see that emerges from the model simulations is due solely to the difference in the land surface. And in one case with cropland, the temperatures fell below freezing and were below freezing for a longer period of time than if natural wetlands were present in those computer simulations.
Roger Pilkey, a Colorado State professor and co-author of the study, says wetlands act as buffers against these freezes.
They basically provide a storage of heat, and they also evaporate and transpire water into the atmosphere that prevents the temperature from falling as low at night.
The researchers say that the work provides another example of how human changes to the landscape can in turn change the climate. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.